Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I want to talk mostly about produce in the park today. I hope you're not tired of hearing about produce in the park. And we have some new information and we need to keep it up to date because every one of them is a bit different. And of course, it goes along with and actually was created because of the opportunity to work with the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce and the Third Thursday Night Concerts in the Atlantic City Park. So this month, that is July 18th. Hope you have that on your calendar because there's so much going on. And I wanted to make sure that you knew that some of the same people, same vendors who were there on the last month, June, are going to be back. But there's going to be some new ones and some new activities for kids. So you've got to come and find out. And of course, there's going to be a different performing group that sounds very exciting. We will be hearing from the director of that group, Joyce Miller, tomorrow. And you can't hardly help but get excited about it, I think, when you hear her, because she just is so enthusiastic about that group. And it is the River City Ringers. And as I say, you'll hear more about them tomorrow on Backyard and Beyond. And I just can't help but think that you would love to come and hear them. And they were recommended by some Atlantic folks to say, this group needs to come to Atlantic. But it's unusual because it's a handbell choir. And as I say, you'll hear lots more about that. But it's very different from what the usual expectation for a handbell choir would be. So be sure you put that on your calendar for the 18th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. But the other things that are going on in the park that night, produce and more, that is from 5 to 8 p.m. And so you can come and get your supper. You can take food home with you. You can, you know, just enjoy the social gathering with all the folks that are there. And it's, you know, it's one of a kind because it won't be exactly the same thing the next time it happens in August. This is one of a kind. So starting out at 5 o'clock, there will be meal foods available. The Cass County beef producers will be grilling, and the downtowner will be providing the sides. So you can get your whole family meal there. And then Sweet Joy Shop will be making smoothies, and they might be the Orange Joyous that they had last time that were so successful, or it might be something new. Who knows with Wendy what you might be able to have to drink along with your meal. So that's going on from 5 to 7. Now, in addition to that, there are a number of other food-related items plus some non-food items. So let's see if I can keep straight here. The food items, first of all, I want to mention that Our Daily Bread will be there. Of course, Our Daily Bread is from Griswold with all kinds of yummy baked goods. The 3B Farm from Griswold will be there with, of course, honey. And they have such a selection of different kinds of things. If you have never seen their display, it's fun just to see it because you might not know about all the honey-related products that there are. And also Harvest Moon from Atlantic will be there with some samples, and they also have fresh produce. Remember, we started all this because we wanted folks to know that the fresh produce was available and you could take it home with you and have this wonderful flavored fresh produce. Well, that's one place you'll be able to get it. Another place will be from Cass Incorporated, and of course they have their garden size keeps growing, their selling keeps growing, and so Cass Incorporated will have some of their produce there. And then related again to food, not necessarily fresh produce, but hey, it was fresh produce at once, and that's the Danish wine folks will be there, and they grow their own grapes. So that's local produce, but it's another way of tasting it. And then also, this person will be new this time. Karen Hunter from Hunter Berry Farm will be there. They grow all kinds of berries right now, probably the raspberries, the black raspberries, those kinds of berries are going to be there. and probably even some homemade pies. Doesn't that sound yummy? And of course, our market person that's been there last year and does lots of work with CSA, the Bridgewater Farm folks will be there with a lot of different produce. I'm thinking that you're going to be able to find lots of green beans, still find some other kinds of greens, and maybe some onions, potatoes, the list goes on and on. Maybe even some rhubarb. I believe Denise O'Brien with Rolling Acres says she might still have some rhubarb. But check it out just in case. And also, Henningsen Harvest will have, maybe they'll have some potatoes. That's one of the groups that I love to get potatoes from them. So I think that's all of the produce people, food kind of people, except we're going to have two guest chefs. One is Kathy Maylander from Wyota, and she'll be using some lamb that they produce themselves along with some of the fresh produce. And then the chef from Complimentary Care will also be there. So it'll be fun to see what they are cooking up, and not only to see it, but you get to taste some little samples. So, you know, guest chefs. We'll have a different guest chef next time, but this time we have two of them. Then, in addition to all of that, there are a couple of activities for kids. The Bounce House will be there, and also face painting again, and that's free. So come and bring the kids. You know, have your supper, have a good time, listen to the music. Some other items, some other people, some other kinds of things that will be there. Wyrick Welding will be there with their stakes, mostly I think it's stakes to mark various things in the ground. Very sturdy. People are loving those. Also, Connie Vether will be there with her activity quilts. Those are the kind, you know, you spread down the kids. There's different games. They're sewn right into the quilts. And she does recycling of jeans and other products. So you kind of got to come see those. And Larry Bowman will be there with the fairy garden items, plus some other things. The last time he had some hostas and a few other items. Some people are just crazy about fairy gardens. That kind of includes me. Other people go, what? What's a fairy garden? Well, think miniature garden. You don't have to put fairies in it if you don't think fairies are your thing. It's a miniature garden, and it can be very small, or it can be quite large. But the nice thing, I think, is you can kind of design a whole garden and take it inside and have it all winter. Or you can leave it outside. It's a nice choice. So if you're thinking, I'm not interested in fairy gardens, well, you might want to take a look to see what the options are there. And then, talking about gardening, there is Sue Urban from, on your way to Oakland on Highway 6, you will see her, and she will have many different kinds of perennials still for sale. And she will be having some tasting samples with some things made of rhubarb. And she'll also have fresh farm eggs. So that's really another food one that I didn't mention initially. And we're not done yet. We'll also have the yoga instructor from Complimentary Care will be there. And so you can try out some yoga poses. If you don't know what yoga is all about, this would be a good time to check that out. And of course, all of this is happening at Atlantic City Park. In addition, you're going to be hearing another person later this week to talk about that. For some stores, is the beginning of Atlantic Crazy Days. So you may want to shop in other places, but Thursday night, the 18th, you'll want to be in Atlantic for the Third Thursday concert, for produce in the park, and more, as well as the Handbell Choir from Omaha. So starting 5 to 8 for the food and 6 to 8 for the music. And there will be a little break in there in the music if you want to get up and move around. But come plan to stroll around and see what's happening in the city park. It's not to be missed. Now, let me tell you one last thing here. If you are a computer user, and many of you are, you can keep up to date with all of the things that are happening for produce in the park by going to Facebook. And of course, it's facebook.com/all of the words, Produce in the Park. And sometimes it makes a difference if you might need to capitalize each of those words, Produce in the Park. But Chris Parks is taking care of that here at KJAN. Just get on there and see what's going on. I know that there are some recipes from last month on there. So just check out Produce in the Park on Facebook and keep up to date with what's happening there. We hope you will want to plan on Thursday night, the 18th, for music, food, and fun. Until next time, here's a thought. Because we were talking about music, music is the poetry of the air.